You start thinking about the Big Bash season coming up, and we are very excited here in Melbourne Towns, particularly us Renegades fans, to have secured the services of one of Australia's finest T20 bowlers, one-day bowlers, left-arm tweakers. Nathan Bracken was my favourite left-arm bowler. He was before he retired. So I've sort of had a thing for left-arm bowlers. And the tweaker just makes it a little bit sexier. Xavier Doherty is the man coming to Melbourne as part of the Renegades, and he joins us. G'day, Xavier.
G'day, Daniel. You're too kind, mate. Thanks for those words.
There's something about the left-armer. There is. And maybe it's just from a batsman's point of view, there's not too many of them. But you cause havoc.
Yeah, we find a way to do it. We find a way to do it. There's something, right-hand batters always find a little bit tougher against the left-arm spinner. So we don't usually get the hype and the all that sort of stuff and the glitz and the glamour, but we find a way to get by. So, pretty excited.
I'll pump you up, mate. Don't worry about that.
Good, don't you?
Tell me, why have you come to Melbourne? 4 years with the Hurricanes in the BBL. Yeah. Why Melbourne?
Well, why not? Well, I'm just in Hobart at the moment. It's freezing cold, all that sort of stuff. Well, Melbourne's such a good place. Like, spent a lot of time there over the summer, or over the last few summers, actually. But, it's a hell of a place. And really, when the opportunity presented itself, it was too good to pass up. So, after a bit of thought, decided to put pen to paper and come to the Renegades for a couple of years.
How big was the influence of the new Melbourne Renegades head coach, David Saker, who I believe coached you and might have even played with you when you were starting at Tassie?
Yeah, well, that probably says a bit on how long I've been around for. So having Sakes on board is going to be unbelievable. He's obviously done quite a bit with English cricket, and it's good to have him back in the Australian system and, back at the Renegades. And obviously, he's coach of the Bush Rangers, so he's obviously, comes with pretty big raps. And, it's a great score for the Renegades, and, hopefully he can push us back up to the top of the table.
Now, we're very keen to see that happen in Big Bash 5 coming up this summer. But so what about the Etihad Stadium wicket? Has that been good to you in your T20 career so far?
It hasn't been too bad. And the signing of Chris Gayle certainly appeals to me a bit as well, having him on my team and not bowing against him. He does give left-arm spinners nightmares, I can tell you that much. Etihad wicket's great for spinners. Obviously, the slow and sometimes a little bit unpredictable. It's good to spin bowling and to be in one of those big stadiums. It's going to be good to call it a home ground for a few weeks anyway.
Have you seen the Big Bash develop over the 4 years so far, and obviously the build up to the fifth year? I mean, in terms of build up to games and analysis and quality of play, how do you think it's developed over the 4 years?
It's been huge. Like I was a skeptic before Big Bash 1. Going from the state system into this, this franchise-based thing. I was sort of scratching my head, and is it going to work or not? But it's been massive. You have a look at the crowds around the country. Perth sells out all the time. The Melbourne Derby's almost always a sellout at Etihad. All around the country, there's sellouts, there's TV, there's, the media are all over it. So it's been massive. We've got all these international players coming out and wanting to be a part of it. So it's really much bigger than anyone, I think, thought it was going to be. And, it's great to be a part of it with a new club this year.
The Chris Gayle factor, the Cameron White factor, they won't be hitting you out of the park. They'll be hitting somebody else out of the park. That's got to feel good.
Mate, like I said, Chris Gayle gives me absolute nightmares. So it's one bloke that I can tick off the list that I won't have to face this year. So, to have him on board, he's an entertainer and a match winner. So, hopefully, with his influence, we can, like I said, push us back right to the top of the table.
So what's the regime now for you? What's happening with you at the moment in cricket?
Well, cricket-wise, I'm about to head overseas. With the World Cup, it was unbelievable to be a part of, but didn't get much game time, so I'm heading overseas next week to play a little bit of league cricket.
Oh, good.
Get some cricket under my belt for during the winter, and then back in August to jump back into the Tasmanian pre-season, and, ready for... Tassie obviously had a bit of a battle this year, so we're pretty keen to turn it around this year, and, so I'll be back for a few months leading into that. Sheffield Shield season.
Are you keeping a close eye on what's happening in the Windies with the Australians and the tour match and the build-up to the Test series?
I haven't actually caught much of the tour match, but once that starts, it's a tough time zone to keep track of everything over there. But once the big stuff kicks off, I'll be all over it. Some of those sleepless nights and whatever else. But I can't wait for that to kick off again.
Well, we can't wait to have you in Melbourne for the Renegades as part of Big Bash 5. Xavier, appreciate your time, mate. Look forward to spending some time with you over the summer.
Cheers, Arf. Good on you, mate.